Welcome to the History in Hollywood podcast. The journalist Conrad Roth reports on events in world history that then became so famous that they were all filmed. And now, good and exciting entertainment. Fateful World History, podcast number 3, The Demon of the Sky. Conrad Roth again on the microphone. In the 1930s and 40s, people believed that the sound barrier was insurmountable and called this invisible barrier where so many planes had crashed the Demon of the Sky. Test pilot Chuck Yeager and his pilot friend Jack Ridley did not believe in that. And so the American Air Force had developed the Bell X-1 experimental aircraft in the shape of a bullet. But 2 days before the planned flight, Yeager had broken 2 ribs in a fall from his horse and could no longer close the hatch on the plane, and his dream seemed to be over. But just before his cancellation of the project, his friend Jack Ridley constructed a handle extension out of a broomstick with which the hatch could be closed after all. And on October the 14th in 1947, the Bell X-1 broke away from the huge B-52 at an altitude of 6,000 meters and soon after reached 13,000 meters. Then, when this magical and dreaded limit came closer and closer with shaking and shaking aircraft, Yeager hesitated for a moment, thinking of his wife, whose photo he had pinned to the cockpit, and also of the 11 pilots before him who had been killed in the same attempt. Then he took a deep breath and finally resolutely pushed the accelerator lever forward. When thunder was suddenly heard on the ground, all friends and colleagues were afraid that Chuck might also have died, but they had only witnessed the first sonic boom. And so on this October 14, 1947, the Demon of the Sky was defeated by Chuck Yeager, and the sound barrier, which had been considered impenetrable for so long, was finally broken. And when Chuck climbed out of his Bell X-1, all sweaty, and his friend Jack was the first to congratulate him, he waved the broomstick over his head and exclaimed, "He really nailed it, Jack. He really nailed it." After flying 208 different aircraft types and also receiving the Medal of Freedom, Chuck retired from the Air Force as a general in 1975. After that, he was often a welcome guest on television and even acted twice in the globally popular NASA and Air Force series I Dream of Jeannie. Under the title The Right Stuff, Hollywood filmed the story of the test pilots 1983 in a very exciting way. 65 years after his record flight, Yeager gladly accepted the Air Force's offer and was now 89 years old as a co-pilot, again at supersonic speedfly. At the age of 93, Chuck even became an internet star who answered questions modestly and humorously. And when Yeager died at the end of 2020, at the age of 97, President Biden honored him as the man who, as America's best pilot, opened the door to the satellites and thus also to outer space. Oh, by the way, Chuck Yeager gave the broomstick a place of honor in his house all his life.
Dear listeners,
thank you very much for your time and attention.
Many thanks to the German composer Roland Kahr for the music.
By the way, he writes himself K-A-H.
The music which you can download at rolandkahr.de.
I'm happy.
If you join me on my journey to further events in history.
Until then.
Ciao.
And goodbye.